every day. And to me, since leaving the monastery, it's really been, I haven't sat every day, I haven't done a lot of retreats. But one of the things I made clear when I left, I sat, felt and trusted and had incredible faith. As long as I kept these five precepts pretty much pure and clear in my life as my kind of guideline, that I would be all right. And there's a lot of times that I didn't think I was all right, but that I've kept as my standard, and I really feel it's been a savior. It's like having lived with the community for 20 years, it's like being on this huge ocean liner. You know, and I kind of imagine one of these cruise ships that they have these days. I mean, they're very modern and have all these kind of luxurious. It's very comfortable. And even though the monastic sangha is not like a luxury liner, but it's like an ocean liner. It's like there's this safety, there's this incredible kind of thing that holds you and that you're a part of. And so leaving that after so long for me was like jumping overboard from the ocean liner and being out to set out to sea all by myself. And my lifesaver that I had that kept me afloat were really the five precepts. And to me, that's a very powerful teaching, a very powerful thing that I have kept, and that this wonderful man that we're celebrating and honoring through this weekend really gave me. And I don't think I could have had that clarity without having invested the time and energy that I did in those years.